in your milk?
Yeah.
Was this a nice drink of milk? Was this a nice drink of milk, Thomas?
Was it good?
Yeah.
So we just dropped on the floor.
Ryan in the police car.
The fire engine in the police car?
The police car. This round here.
What's this round here? Well, let's have a look, shall we?
The green round.
Shh, don't be shout.
Shout, dear.
Don't be shout and squeal.
Yes, please. Yes, please, on here. What is blue box?
What's in the blue box? Ah. What do you think it is?
It is blue box.
What's in the blue box? It's lots of different letters. Yeah, once we take them off, they're not going to go back in the box. They're all stuck on with something sticky, aren't they? Mummy's trying to take the sticky off the back. The wooden letters of the alphabet, aren't they? Yeah, that's all we need. Can you see each letter? Like this one is an A. And it has a picture of a snake on it. Because the type of snake is an adder. On one side they have a picture of something that begins with that letter. And on the other side it's just painted a plain colour. They're nice, aren't they?
Snake.
It's a snake. And this one...
Not bite.
Well, it won't bite you, no. Not that wooden snake. A real one might. A real one might, though. And that is V for a violin.
Not bite.
Who would bite. Play a violin? Oh, do you want it to go around there? It won't bite you, sweetheart. No.
Yes.
The violin. Who would play a violin?
Yes.
Somebody who plays the guitar. Somebody that you know.
Bang a drum time, guitar.
Bang a drum time, yes. Julian might very well play a violin. And this is B for... What's B for?
B for breakfast.
B for breakfast, yes. When we were in the lift in Spain, we used to get in the lift and we had to press B for basement. But you used to say B for breakfast. Because that's where the dining room was, that's where we had breakfast. And B is for a butterfly. There's a picture of butterfly on that one. And what about this?
He's pussycat.
It's a pussycat. No, pussycat won't bite. Unless you don't treat it very nicely.
Not snake bite.
No. And the snake won't bite.
Yes, bite. Ow! Snake bite. Ow!
The snake bites. Ow!
Yes.
And this is D. A, B, C, D.
F, G.
F, G, did you just say?
Yeah.
Good boy. Right. Oh, what does D stand for? What's that?
Caterpillar.
No, it's a... Dog.
Dog bite.
Yes, a dog could bite as well. You've got an adder, a pussycat and a dog. They're all things that could bite you. I don't think they're going to, Thomas. Ah, and then what's the next one? E. What's this, Thomas?
Is.
This is E.
FG.
FG, you're saying. E is for elephant.
Elephant.
Oh, what's that rhyme? We tried to remember it the other day,
didn't we? Oh, an elephant bite.
An elephant? Do you think the elephant would bite you?
Yes.
What was the song about? He's terribly tall and terribly wide. He's got no fingers. He's got no toes. And goodness gracious, what a big...
Nose. Baba Black Sheep.
Baba Black Sheep?
Yeah.
Are you going to say Baba Black Sheep?
In a minute? No.
Baba Black Sheep. Very good. What's the next verse? Thank you, said the master. Thank you, said the little boy who lives down the lane. Very good, Thomas. Oh, now we've got another letter coming out of the box. And what's this?
I finished.
Finished?
Yes.
Well, it begins with F. Finish begins with F. It's a picture of a...
Fish. Fish bite.
Oh! A fish bite. Oh. Well, that's a nursery rhyme. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Once I caught a fish alive. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then I let him go again. Why did you let him go? Because he bit my finger so. Which finger did he bite?
This one.
This little finger on my right. Which is your right?
I dropped my tongue.
You dropped one?
Yeah.
Which is your right?
There
you are.
That one.
That's your right, and which is your left?
That one.
No, that's your right. Which is the left one?
There.
No, that's the right one. If that's the right one, where's the left? No, if this is your right hand, where's your left hand?
Yes!
Well done! Oh, I thought you sorted your right.
Pussy cat.
Where? Yes.
We London. What is the pussy cat, what is it? Right in Rosa J.
Pussycat, where have you been? I've been to London to look at the Queen. Pussycat, what did you there? I friend a little mouse under her chair. This is a horse. This is the next letter. Oh, they're hard to get out of the box, Thomas. Goodness me.
Spines.
Stuck on well, aren't they? Don't tell me horses bite.
Yes.
Do they?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Not if you give them a sugar lump or a piece of hay. Look at that horse. And what do horses do, Thomas?
Moo.
No, they don't moo. Cows moo, horses go.
Nay.
Nay. And they gallop, don't they?
Yeah.
Gallopy, gallopy, gallopy.
That's elephant.
Now this is letter I. I would have thought they would have put an igloo on here, but they haven't. They've put an island. That's supposed to be an island in the middle of the sea with a palm tree.
Take a snake. Green snake.
The green snake. That's an adder. A for adder.
A snake.
Have you seen this beautiful box that these green letters have come in?
Shiny snake too.
A green snake and an orange snake, yes. It's got rocking horses on it. Dobbin.
Not worry.
Not worry, not worry. Dobbin's a rocking horse, isn't he? It says, not suitable for children under 36 months, as certain products may contain small parts and could prove hazardous, causing choking if swallowed. Well, you're not 36 months yet, so you must make sure you don't swallow any of these, Thomas.
No.
quite surprised if you could get one of these in your mouth and swallow it, but still. Oh, yes. And that's Jay. What's that for?
No.
Check in the box.
Not
check
in
the
box.
Check in the box, it jumps.
No.
It does. You open the lid and it goes pop! And out jumps the Jack in the box. Jack isn't in the box anymore. He's jumped out. So look, you've got the horse. Where's the horse? Galloping, galloping, galloping. And you've got the Jack in the box jumping. And you've got the fish swimming. Now we get on to Kay. Now at first I thought this was a king and then I looked at her and thought it was a queen.
The king!
But it's a king. No, it won't break, Thomas.
A green snake
and an orange snake.
Shining snake and Manchu.
Orange snake, what, darling?
Shining snake, Manchu.
Something about your shoe?
No shoe.
No shoe?
Yeah,
oh, shoe. Oh,
shoe? Yes, as Manchu and shining snake come. Shining snake come.
An orange snake comes?
Yes, it's Manchu and Manchu.
Manchu as in shoe.
Yes.
That sort of shoe. Oh, I see. Oh, look, that is a K. That's a king. That's a very important man, a king.
Yeah.
I'm the king of the castle.
getting out.
We're having trouble getting something out of the box, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'm getting all this sticky stuff off the back. Can you see, though? They've all got pictures on the front, but when you turn them over, they're just plain, aren't they?
Yes.
Now, this is L for... looks like perhaps it might be a lion. Ah, oh, what does the lion say? The lion's the king of the jungle. There's the king. But the lion's the king of the jungle. There are 26 letters in the alphabet, Thomas. And when you get halfway through, you get to letter M, which is this one. Letter M. So this is the 13th number. 13th letter of the alphabet. Can you read some?
Yes.
Look, M. What's M got on it?
Pussycat.
A pussycat? No, it's not a pussycat.
Snake.
It's a snake.
No, bow. Bow.
I'll give you a clue. What's M stand for?
This.
What's M stand for? Who's this? Who's that? It's a monkey.
Right.
It's a monkey.
Yeah.
This is a glove puppet, isn't it?
Yes.
And it's a monkey. What's the monkey called? What's the monkey called?
Pippo.
Pippo. Yes, you've got a storybook about Tom and Pippo. When we went to see Grandma and Grandad the other week.
Another Pippo.
Mummy saw this in her bedroom and she said to Grandma, oh, please could I take the monkey back with me because Thomas likes monkeys. And I used to play with this when I was a little girl. So it's a very old monkey now, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think he actually needs a bit of a clean up, Thomas. Ah, look, the monkey's picking up all the letters. Ah.
Oh,
we didn't mean to throw it, that was an accident. He's got four paws, you see, and he was getting a bit excited, wasn't he?
Yeah.
There you are. Are you going to show the monkey the other monkey?
The monkey, I'm going to play with letters.
You're playing with the letters?
Take the bubble.
Take it on and be gentle with them, Thomas, because look, they're all beautifully painted, aren't they? And if they get damaged, show Pippo the monkey on the letter M. These are letters of the alphabet. What other letters do we know?
The words.
What are the letters?
F. Monkey.
We have letters that Postman Pat brings, don't we? But they're not letters of the alphabet, they're letters and cards and parcels. Post. Ah, now what's this? This is N. Can you see those on there? Letter N is painted yellow, but there are some things in black. Do you know what they are? They're musical notes.
Yeah.
So if you see a piece of paper with... Oh, that reminds me, she's got to... I don't know what I've done with my music. And I need that tomorrow night. I put it in a safe place, Thomas, my music book. Remind me when we finish to look for that. Well, musical notes. If you see a piece of paper with... Look, let me draw some. They're called crotchets and quavers. And semi-quavers and things.
Don't hold it.
Look, there we are. If Mummy draws that, we can sing, Baa, baa, black sheep. Because every drawing like that represents a different sound. Baa, baa, black sheep, have we any wool?
No, that's it.
So if you see those, they're musical notes and you can sing them. Oh, now this is good. This is O for...
Breakfast.
O for breakfast. No, it's B for breakfast. It's B. O for octopus. How many legs has the octopus got? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. So from the octopus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Then the octopus has got 7 legs.
Seven.
According to that.
Hello, it's a dolphin!
Thomas, you have another octopus here, and that has 8 legs. Look, do you remember this octopus?
Hello, it's a dolphin.
Octopus.
Hello, box.
Octopus. Octopus.
One leg.
He's got 8 legs. He's called an octopus.
Poorly leg.
Has he got a poorly leg?
Yeah.
Look at each of his legs, says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Poorly legs.
Aww.
Poorly legs.
Each leg makes a different sound. That's full of beans. Dried beans. You've got the one with a squeaker in it. This one hasn't got anything in it, but it's velvet. That feels very plush. And this one, the shiny one, crackles. And that one has a jingle jingle in it. What about the others? This one has a squeaker. The red and white check one has a squeaker. And the black and white check one has a squeaker. Do you remember that? The blue silky one plays a tune. And this one, the white one, has little bobbles on it. And that's a textured one. That feels rough. Put your hands along that and feel that. It plays London Bridges falling down. What's the other one it plays? Press it again. Falling down, London Bridges falling down, my fair lady. Old MacDonald had a farm, that's the second one. We don't know the name of that tune, do we? It sounds a little bit like London Bridges falling down again. Oh, Thomas, when you were a baby, you carried that octopus absolutely everywhere with you. And it looked so smart. Because a lot of the babies had them, and some of them had had octopuses that other babies had had, and they didn't look quite so bright, and yours used to stand out because it looked so shiny and new. And now look at it. It's grubby, isn't it? Grubby, because it's been well loved. Oh, another letter of the alphabet now. That's P for
breakfast.
Not for breakfast, it's B for breakfast. P for
breakfast.
No, P, not B.
B.
P for
breakfast.
You're one of these. I often tell you you're one of these. A parrot. You're a parrot.
You're a parrot.
Aren't you? Thomas is a parrot.
No.
He is. You repeat things. And the next letter is Q for queen. So we now have a king and a queen.
Oh dear, stuck.
Is it stuck? Is it not playing anymore?
No.
Look, there's the king dressed in blue. There's the queen dressed in pink. A king's a man and a queen's a lady.
That one.
Oh, you like listening to that, don't you? Can you see what else is on the octopus? Fish and stars. No, not stars, shells. And there's a mermaid. And what's that? Is that a tortoise?
No.
Oh, you can hear it without putting it really close to your ear, Thomas, I'm sure. We're going to have to find a little box now to put these in, because now we've taken it out of the presentation box. Can't store them in that again, can we?
Hair.
What are you
doing? I'm eating hair. I'm mummy hair.
You want to? Oh, Thomas, I can hear it without putting it in my ear, darling. Thank you. If you keep pressing it, it's going to wear out, and then another day when you want to listen to it.
Oh, bing bong.
Pardon?
Bing bong.
Pardon?
Bing bong.
I can't tell what you're saying. Oh, I can hear it, darling. Thank you. I said you like this toy when you were a baby. You still like it, don't you? Look, R for... Birdie, no. Rabbit.
Rabbit.
It's a white rabbit. Let's put the octopus there next to the monkey and they can watch what we're doing. You often see rabbits in Teletubbyland, don't you?
Yeah.
And who's got a rabbit? Auntie Tricia? Look, and she bought you that. That rabbit. And what's that rabbit called?
Called Molly.
It's called Molly. Oh, Thomas, you're going to be upset? Guess what S is?
Babes.
It's another snake.
Another snake.
They could have done S for sheep, couldn't they? I think they could have put a sheep on that, seeing as they put an adder on A.
Sorry, snake.
Guess what, Thomas? I'm looking at this now. I'm wondering whether A is actually an alligator.
No one.
I think A is an alligator, not a snake. I thought it was an adder. But now I've looked at S for snake, I think definitely A is alligator, not adder. What does do you say to Daddy? See you later, alligator. In a wild crocodile. See you later, alligator. In a wild crocodile. No, don't hit them, Thomas. You're being too rough. Oh, and after S, it's T. T is for temple. They're choosing some funny things. Oh, not yet. They're choosing some very funny things. T for temple. Now, what do you think this one is? This is U. I think this must be a unicorn. A unicorn. Can you see it? I don't think we've got a toy unicorn, have we?
No.
That's probably not a word you've come across before. I think on other alphabet things, U is for... umbrella.
Throw it down.
You've thrown it down?
Yeah.
What is it you want? Molly?
No.
The tape measure?
Tape measure. Move around the face.
Move around the face. Oh, we were doing this the other day, weren't we? Just a second. Shall we see if we've grown since the other day? I didn't write down what we measured the other day. Let me see. Whoa, much bigger than last week. We're getting near the end of the alphabet now, Thomas. We've got W. There.
W.
W is for?
Breakfast.
It is not for breakfast. W is for whale.
Whale.
A whale's a bit like a dolphin when you look at it from on this picture. It swims in the sea.
Swims the sea.
And X is for xylophone. You've got a xylophone in your music box, haven't you? Look, there's a xylophone and it's got two sticks to play it with. Ah, yellow is what they've chosen for the letter Y. They could have had a yacht.
No one.
It's showing a picture of a yellow pencil. Two ones.
There are two oranges.
Two oranges?
Yes. Two oranges.
Two oranges. Well, it's yellow. It's a yellow pencil.
A little bunch of blues. No one has blues. And that one.
Which one would you like? Ah, oh, that's the one. That's the N with the musical notes on. Yes, they're painted in the same colour, aren't they? No, don't be rough with them, Thomas. They're not for throwing, are they? No. Z. What's that? What's that?
Gordon.
No, it's not Gordon. You're thinking of Gordon, one of the Thomas the Tank Engine characters, because it's green. It's a zebra painted black and white against a green background.
Hello, Edward.
Hello, zebra.
Hey, zebra.
Some people say zebra.
Zebra.
Zebra. Is that what you're going to say, zebra, rather than zebra? I say zebra.
Stop! Whoops!
And that is the very last letter of the alphabet. W, X, Y, Z. But then they've got two other things in here, look. They've put two other wooden...
No one needs a lot.
Two other wooden toys in the box. This one is a question mark. That's nice, isn't it? You put one of these at the end of a sentence if you're asking a question like, how old is Thomas? Or, did you have a cheese sandwich for your lunch?
Yes.
Yes, and this is a pound sign. Or is it a... Yes, I think it's a pound sign, or it could be an and.
Sandwiches.
It might be an and, a sign we use for and. To
no,
say.
No, that off. Sorry, a pig purdy up at the factory.
Pig purdy up at the factory?
Yes, a carrot up this.
Pick Purdy up at the cattery.
Let have we them tell
it Purdy's not at the cattery. Yeah. I think Purdy's probably upstairs.
A top. Look,
look, we've got more letters of the alphabet here. Haven't we?
Dropped one.
You dropped one?
Yeah.
Which one have you dropped? Is it D for dog? Oh, you've dropped a lot now. D for dog.
D for dog.
What have they got on this one? Do you know what's happened, Thomas? The other day you dropped this, didn't you?
Mm.
And Daddy's put it back together and he's put it back upside down. Oh dear, we must tell him. Perhaps we won't.
Go to the shop a moment. Yes, maybe.
They've got A for apple and anchor and aeroplane, and B for ball and banana and butterfly, C for car, clock and castle, and D for dog, drum and duck. How far can you get with the alphabet? A.
That has made a list.
A, B, C, D, E, F. Is that as far as you can get?
D, F, D, G.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Made it. 1, 2, 3.
You can count very well, can't you? We've got something else here, Thomas.
No.
Are you busy stacking all the letters, huh?
Yeah, shop. Made a shop.
You've made a shop, I see. You're stacking the letters back in the box. As if you're stacking shells in a shop.
Yes, but it is not stuck.
Not stuck?
No.
So if I wanted to come into your shop and said, please could I have a monkey, would you be able to sell me one?
Yes, please.
Where's the monkey?
Yep.
Oh, thank you so much. Would you like some money for the monkey?
Yep.
Right, let me get my purse. Oh, Thomas, where's Mummy's purse? Ah, here's the little tin with money. How much is the monkey, please?
The monkey.
How many pennies would you like?
That one.
You'd like that one?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Now, I think I'll come into your shop. Have you got a violin, please?
Yeah. There's a dress.
Yes, of course. Oh, I'd like to see the violin, please, before I get any money out of my purse. What a clever boy. Thank you. Now, how much money would you like for the violin?
That one.
You'd like a 50 pence. Oh, when I open my purse, you're not supposed to say that one and take all the money out. You usually say, that would be 50 pence, please. Oh, you've got a very well-stocked shop, haven't you? Now, and you know, I've fancied a parrot for a long time.
Parrot, yeah, okay.
Good morning. Have you got a parrot, please?
Yeah.
I think that's the parrot.
Yeah, parrot.
And how much would you like for the parrot?
Another one.
Thank you very much indeed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What else have you got in your shop? You've got some musical notes?
Yeah.
Right. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Please, could I have some music?
Music, please.
Oh, that's lovely. And a free yellow pencil.
Yes.
Oh, how lovely. There you are. Would you like some money?
Change.
Some change. Oh, right. Are you going to give me some change?
Yes, please.
There you are, that's a pound.
Pound, thanks.
Have you got any change for me, please?
Yep. You are.
Oh, that's lovely. 2 pence change, that's lovely. Thank you very much indeed. I shall call again if I want something else. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you again.
See you again, darling. Dada, crocodile.
See you again, crocodile. Mummy's got a jigsaw puzzle here. It's got numbers and letters on it. One side's numbers and one side's letters. What else have you got in your shop, Thomas?
Some change.
You got some change?
Yep.
Thank you. Have you got a cat or a dog, please?
Yes! Please, a dog.
Yes, of course.
Two letters. Thanks.
Oh. All right, well, you've given me a cat. Oh, and a lion and an island. Is that so that I can take the cat and the lion and go and live on an island and not annoy my neighbours? Oh, Thomas, yes, please. Do you not want Mummy to live near you?
Yes. Yes, I don't want to lay in the shops.
Right. Go down the lane to the shops.
Yes. Chip shop.
Yeah. Do you sell chips in your shop?
Yeah. Fred come back home.
Has Fred come back home?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Whoops, then we can see him. Look, if you put your shop window that way, you can display far more, can't you? Well, do you think Fred's had a busy day at work?
No.
No? I think he probably has.
A change.
What else have you got in your shop that you think I might like, Thomas?
Chips.
Some chips?
Yeah. Yes, of course.
Yes, please, I'll have some chips.
Please. You got?
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, gosh, they're hot, aren't they?
Yes.
Thank you. Let me get my purse. How much money would you like for the chips, Thomas?
A little
drop, please. Oh, thank you.
Hot.
They are hot. Could I please put some salt and vinegar on them?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. You're doing it for me. That's lovely.
Change.
Can you see the jigsaw puzzle that Mummy's busy doing here?
Yes. Beautiful.
Oh no, let Mummy finish it first.
Yeah.
I'm looking for some more letters, Thomas. I'm looking for, oh there's letter A on the floor. There we are. A. B.
Shops and windows.
A, B, C.
B to top.
We've got D, E, F.
Steps. Steps.
This is a big snake, isn't it, that Mummy's making?
Snake.
We've talked a lot about snakes today, haven't we?
Yeah.
I think it might go all the way across the table. We're making a long train, aren't we?
Yes. Maybe push it up and not right.
Oh.
And a wedding pin in the pen.
We're missing an L from the alphabet there. We've got it, JK, but we've no L. M, N, O. Where's the P, Thomas? P, can we see a P anywhere?
No.
No. There's S. T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Well, it's got to be somewhere. And the Q's missing as well. Perhaps that's a Q. There's a Q.
Do.
So we're missing a Q. Right, we found a P now.
The B Q, please.
B Q, please. Ah, look, we've nearly done it. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. We're missing an L. M, N. O, P. Q. R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Do you know what we've done? We've used an L instead of the I.
Train.
Because they... Yes, we've made three trains. It should be one long train.
Sting.
L-M.
Sting. Whoosh.
It is two trains. Look, if we make it like that.
Whoosh.
Whoosh. A steam train.
Carriages.
Carriages.
Whoosh! Anyway.
Just a second. Can you see? That's the front of the snake. Let's see if we can get it all on the table.
Whoosh!
Just a moment, Thomas.
Whoosh! Whoosh! Whoosh!
There we are. Let's put all the rest at the back.
Whoosh! Whoosh! Lower one now.
There we are, we need a little bit more space, don't we?
Yes.
Right, that's the front. That's the front of the snake.
No.
It could actually be a centipede, couldn't it?
Whoosh! Strange.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, just leave it till we finish building it. Feed
your train too.
Feed
Henry.
W.
Henry.
Henry.
Yes.
X.
Whoosh.
X. Henry. Y and Z.
Whoosh.
We finished it. Whoosh, said Henry. He'd puff a lot of steam.
Whoosh.
Look at that, that's the back of the snake. Can you see?
An orderly wash.
Cordon wash. And if we turn it round, it says 1, 2, 3.
Choo 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 choo. Too fast.
Is it going too fast?
Doing. Yes, we can!
Oh.
Yes, we can! It's me done! It's me done!
Goodness, don't shout.
It's me done!
Now can you see this? When you turn it over, it's got the numbers 1 to 10. And after 10, it has dots for the same amount of numbers.
Like the plum.
So look, if you...
Yes, we done!
Oh, Thomas.
To take this place.
And then it's got some lines there.
To change. Here.
For some change. You're giving me change. Oh, look. And these
are dark now.
Oh, it's not dark yet. No, it's quite nice. Look, we've got again. Two... Equal signs, some minus signs, some plus signs.
You do it, Mummy do it.
Look, you've got three snakes now, or three trains.
My little car. My little Lucy car. Whoosh, Henry. Whoosh.
Whoosh. Are they whooshing steam everywhere?
Yes. Whoosh, Henry, whoosh! Let us see. Whoosh! 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 Whoosh!
We've got quite a few things with the alphabet on because we have the wall hanging upstairs that you got for your christening. And that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then we've got another jigsaw there.
No
worry. Oh, no, they're all falling on the floor.
Yep.
Whoopsie-daisy. And then you've got these
things like cars and buses in this jigsaw box. And they have numbers on them, don't they?
Yeah.
The number of people sitting in the car, or on a fire engine or the bus, whatever it is, that's the number.
Ready now? Yes, we can!
Yes, we can. You're talking about Bob the Builder. Can we fix it? Yes, we can.
See you later.
See you later.
Crocodile.
See you later, crocodile.
Yes.
What about see you later, alligator?
See you later, crocodile.
It's going to take us a while to tidy up, isn't it?
Yes, a fire engine.
Well, you found the fire engine now, yes. So the fire engine says number 9 on it. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 people on it. There's a driver, one man in the ladder, and the other firemen are all standing on the fire engine. And look, on this wooden abacus, that's number 9.
Pippin's house.
Is it going to Pippin's house?
Yes, get fire.
What has happened at Aunt Megan and Pippin's house?
Get a fire.
You're fascinated by fire engines, aren't you?
Get a fire!
Don't shout too loudly, Thomas.
Too loudly, Shh.
We've been to Sonia's house, haven't we, today for lunch? And what was she saying?
Hiding the table.
You were hiding under the dining room table, weren't you?
Yes. Bump heads!
Yes, well, she said be careful, you'll bump your heads, and I think you could have done, couldn't you?
Yes, fly! No! No!
What are you shouting no for?
No!
Oh, don't shout. Is that when you were playing with your Lego bricks, or Isabel's Lego bricks? And they all fell down?
Oh, no!
That didn't happen, though, today. That was on Friday, wasn't it?
Yes.
I don't know, we've been there so many days, I lose track. She had a book party on Friday, didn't she? Mm. And we had lunch then, and then we had lunch today, and I think we went on Thursday, didn't we? Mm. We saw her on Saturday and Sunday.
The Pippin's house, please.
You're asking if I want to go to Pippin's house, please?
Yeah. Get the mummy's house fire.
Are you going to my house now?
Viva! Mummy didn't read the books.
No, I'm not reading the book. I'm watching you playing with all these things.
No, we did the book of flowers.
The book of flowers?
No, not reading.
No, I'm not reading, darling. But I tell you what, you've got to put something in the post, haven't we?
Something in the post. We start a fire engine, the push band part, the door, take pins. Another car.
Another car, yes, you've got more there, haven't
you? Taxi too.
A taxi too, you just don't seem to have an ambulance, do you?
No ambulance. Fire engine, the police car. There, the boxes.
There you are.
Little box, posting.
Well, if you put it that way, that's the way, that's the slot in the top of the box that you like posting. Isn't it? Can you count the people in the cars or in the vehicles?
No thanks.
Do you not want to do any more counting?
No. My car's gone. Whoosh. My
there's some traffic lights here, look.
Traffic lights. Green, go, red, stop. Green, go. It's a stone. Mummy, do it. Mummy, do it.
Mummy, do what, darling?
Red, green.
Sorry, red, amber, green. Green, amber, red.
No, green.
Red?
Red,
green. Red, amber.
Green.
Green. Green, amber, red. Amber's orange, isn't it? It's an orange colour. Is that right? You're looking very serious. Are you posting those as well? Mm. You can stand them up, look on these little pieces of road. Look, there you are.
Inside.
Slots in there like that. There you are. Traffic lights.
No one!
Shh, don't shout.
No one!
Another what, Dan? Another traffic light?
Yeah.
Well, I thought there were two, but I can't see them, can you? Perhaps there's only one set of traffic lights. You can stand something else up though. Look, this limousine will stand up.
Another traffic light.
I did think there were two tires, but I can't see them. And you've not dropped anything on the floor, have you?
Yes.
Have you?
Mm.
Oh.
A piece of road gone.
Where's the piece of road gone? Look, there's a piece of road.
A piece of road.
A piece of road with white markings down the middle.
Shining light, green light on.
Yes, I was just checking the orange light and the green light. Thomas, if I bring you some pencils, would you like to just write something on here?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
We've
both still got our poorly colds, haven't we?
Oh. Write something.
I want you just to write your name on this piece of card and then we can put it in the post.
Oh dear, dear. They've all gone everywhere, haven't they? You want to, which colour shall we use? Something nice. Nice red. There. Shall we use yellow next to write the next letter of your name? What next?
Snake.
A snake?
Snake.
Oh, you're obsessed with snakes today.
Snake.
It's a green one. You're writing?
No top?
No top? No, it's broken that one, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Oops, let's try that again. You're colouring. You're writing letters. This is why you need to know your letters eventually. You're a little bit young at the moment.
Yeah, another green.
Another green?
No green, no! Sorry, one green.
Are you saying sorry?
No, sorry. The one green there. Dammit. Another green. I'm sorry.
Do you want to do some colouring on that piece of paper?
It's in the plastic.
No, don't put them in the bucket, just draw on the envelope.
No, we're putting it.
Well, all right, it's if you want to put them in, that's fine.
Whoops. Pens.
Pence?
Yep, please.
Okay, well, that's some money. You got enough money there?
Yeah. Finished paying.
You finished paying?
Yes, paying the monies.
Finished paying your monies?
We need to pay. Not lose it.
Oh no, don't lose it. You mustn't lose your purse. That's what happened to Mummy at Christmas. It was very convenient, wasn't it?
Yeah.